In Ellie's first line, she says, "I'm sorry to make you wait." That's because when she had another customer, she ran to help the other customer and left Shan waiting. So to be polite, she said, "I'm sorry to make you wait."
She could also say, "I'm sorry to keep you waiting."
Right. "I'm sorry to keep you waiting" is also very polite. When can we use this phrase?
Well, if we were talking and maybe I had to go to the bathroom, so I had to leave the room, when I returned, I might say, "I'm sorry to keep you waiting."
Or especially if someone is waiting for you and you're late. That's what you really should say whenever you're late. For example, you have a date with someone and they're waiting for you in a cafe or a restaurant all by themselves, and everyone is staring at them, and then you're an hour late. You can come to the restaurant and say, "I'm sorry to keep you waiting."
And you must say it very, very sincerely.
Right, and hope that they're not too hungry.
And even if you go to apply for a job, and the person who is going to interview you is busy and can't see you for a while, when he comes in, he might say, "I'm sorry to keep you waiting." Now, he might not mean that. It's just polite, but still it's something you should say.
Right.